Christmas time's coming. Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
Reading from Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 7, and I think I'll read verse 7 and verse 8 of Matthew chapter 7. Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, to him who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be open. O magnify the Lord with me, let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, December 5th, 2022. Hey, Marian.
Hey, how are you doing?
I am great. I'm still experiencing like the afterglow from last Thursday when we had two events here at the Great News Media Center. We had the Ministry Leaders Luncheon, which includes not only pastors but ministry leaders. And then that evening we had our community-wide prayer gathering. Both were off the charts great. In fact, Mike Crosta, who is very involved in both, he couldn't make it to the luncheon. So when he came in on Thursday night, I was here getting prepared for the prayer gathering. Mm-hmm. I probably spent 15 straight minutes highlighting all the things that happened with the pastors and our special speaker and what I saw God doing through what was said and shared. And most all the pastors stayed like 10, 15, 20 minutes, a half hour.
Wow.
There were clusters of conversation. And I just saw God really work and knit these pastors together. There were four first-time pastors. Tim Barber joined us.
I said, Tim,
are you retired or not?
Because what'd he say?
He said, well, that's a good question.
Yeah,
because
well, it is.
I am pastoring and helping at this church and doing this small church. And so technically, I guess I'm not retired.
Need to explain why that's an issue for
right.
us. He's doing writing a column in the Prime Life Times, Thoughts to Ponder, and the byline says, retired Pastor Tim Barber. And you were like, the other day, you're like, is he? Because he's preaching.
Yeah. And last Wednesday, we talked about that. And so when I was talking with him about it and mentioned that we announced on last Wednesday's program, and he kind of smiled, and I said, yeah, we have to have you on for Testimony Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, well, I'd like to be behind the scenes, and, you know, I don't need that.
Chair back just a little.
And so I said, no, Tim, you're the kind of guy I want on the air, the reluctant, the person that doesn't want the glory, that wants to be behind the scenes. And he said, well, we'll see about it.
Okay.
So he joined us, Happy Layman from Vineyard Church.
Great.
It was the first time he made it. There was a pastor up from Arthur Arcola. He was invited by another pastor. I can't think of his name right offhand. And a worship leader from CU Church. Gosh, there were like over 40 people here.
Great people, yeah.
It represents a lot of different churches in our area. And so it was fun telling Mike all the highlights. And our special speaker was Brett Behrens. He's the sports director for WCIA. And he'll be Testimony Tuesday's guest tomorrow.
Wonderful.
So I told him, I said, Brett, share everything you shared with the guys about your life story, the injury, having perspective on life, mm-hmm. how Christ is the center of your life now. And so he's going to take us through his faith journey tomorrow during Testimony Tuesday, Lord willing. And so really appreciated him. And he's just a young guy, like 35 or so. And
boy,
all
that does
that
seem
happened,
younger every day.
That's right. Really young guy.
Speaking of which, it just occurred to me when you said 2022, what's it going to be, 4 weeks? You're going to start saying 2023.
Yeah,
it's rushing ahead of us, Mark.
It's wild. And then on Wednesday, Major Randall Summit, he's with the Salvation Army. It's like a long stone's throw away, but if you walked out into our parking lot, we could look to the east and see one of their facilities.
I feel like I need a little bell to ring.
Yeah. Well, you know, I told them, I said, you know, if you had a little stand right outside our window here, I said I would go out there once in a while and ring
fun.
It.
Fun.
He's going to raise awareness about bell ringers that are needed, and there's probably bell ringers needed throughout our whole listening area. And you can find out more at registertoring.com, registertoring.com. But he'll be Wednesday's guest, and I'm going to have him share a little of his testimony, life story, and then talk a little about the Salvation Army representing so many of that ministry throughout our listenership. So,
Mark, it'd be so fun if some of our listeners were ringing the bell right in front of our studio.
It would be. And he talked about where small groups will do it or pastor will do it and some of the deacons. And they get to meet community members and talk. And he said there's like 2-hour shifts, but you can take as many as you want, or a small group can do it together. And So we'll talk about that on Wednesday. But I was very encouraged. It was the first time he showed up, so he was also a first-timer, and really appreciated all the dialogue and the sharing. And
great.
Had people make announcements. Ken Cuffey from the Urbana Seminary talked mm-hmm. about upcoming courses. And Harold Davis talked about, you know, on North Prospect, sometimes some of the homeless or the people have the signs, you know, need food. And he goes, why don't we have Christians there? Are you attending a church this Christmas? And you hand out a little flyer, or some of the churches. Or Harold Davis has said, Mark, let's go do that. Let's get a sign.
Attend
a church this Sunday. So some of those things
great.
Got shared and encouraged others. And
oh, I feel the energy. That's encouraging.
Yeah, a few other announcements. And then I had all the first-timers just share something about themselves. And everyone appreciated that. And Brett hit it out of the park. He had everyone just listening, captivated, tuned in.
Wow.
And that was with the 40 or so that showed up. I think 6 or 8 were sick. Many people have gotten either the flu or a child or their spouse is sick. So I think we had 8 or 10 no-shows, so we would have really had a full group.
Yeah.
But that Ministry Leader Network is open to any pastor, ministry leader that has a heart for Jesus, and we meet the first Thursday of every month. And so the next one will actually be January 5th. And that's going to be John Wieldin. He's going to come in from Peoria. We had him on Testimony Tuesday some months back, and he wrote the book Uncommon Threads.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, he's going to share with the pastors about the importance of storytelling. And it was kind of funny because Brett Behrens was talking a lot about his life story, and he said, even though I'm involved in the story, it's not about me. It's about how God transforms situations. And he really did a good job. And so as he was closing up telling another story, I stopped. I said, hold on a minute. Next month's speaker is going to say the power in a story. And so I kind of transitioned into a little plug for next month. Come back. And then I said, okay, finish up, Brett. I just wanted to do that little plug because there is a power. And you know this, Marianne.
Yeah, there is.
When we share our testimony, people can't refute what our expression in our faith journey is with God.
Yeah.
Like, this is how he brought me through. This is how I saw healing or hope or how he broke me.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can argue, no, that's not true.
Well,
no, it's my story.
Yeah, only very dysfunctional, unhealthy people tell someone else your story's not that you say is your own story is not your own story.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
You know, they may not agree with it. They may not agree with your interpretation.
Yeah.
But they're going to argue with your story.
Yeah. And so it is important, listening friend, and maybe why I'm camping out on this just for a minute here, is because you have a story to tell. And you might say, well, I'm not a storyteller, or I can't share my faith, or I get nervous. Then just tell your story. Tell how God has transformed your life, or how he's been at work, or how you've seen him answer your prayer. A simple way of just sharing who you are with someone may not only plant seeds, but might be the catalyst where they're going to discover a truth about God through what you're saying and sharing.
I am absolutely convinced. Yeah. I believe this for a long time. Everyone is a storyteller.
Yeah.
What happens is sometimes that feels very formal, like I need to tell a story. I always just say to people, just tell about it.
Yeah.
And they're going, oh, I can do that. I went into Macy's the other day, and I saw this great scarf. That's a story.
Yeah,
you're telling
a
story.
Yeah, and somebody say, well, I'm not evangelist. I can't. Okay, what are you interested in? And, well, my grandkids. Oh, I can talk about it. Okay.
See, you just said the words. Talk about it. Tell about it.
Just talk about it. And do you love Jesus? We know you love Jesus. Then just talk about it. Let it be very natural.
Forget the word story. Just talk about it.
And just say you can't. There was an experience I had. Four members of the GAP program, where Jeremy and Christine Hendricks are helping with CU Church,
They're
helping these high school graduates before they go to college.
Give them
a year. So I had four of them here in the studio, and I was trying to record them to do a radio announcement.
You might hear them
once in a while. And so one was very bright guy, but very kind of intimidated. He, you know, behind the microphone with the headphones on, he said, wow, that's my voice, and I can't do this.
That thing's scary, my
voice. I'm not good at this, and how do you want me to do it? I said, oh, don't just read it off. You have to. And so it was kind of a dud. He just wasn't doing very well. And this other guy, animated, he just was right on it. And just say, this guy's named Jack, and this guy's Fred.
Okay.
I said, Fred, just for a minute, imagine you're Jack. So just pretend you're Jack.
That's funny.
And
do an impersonation.
How would Jack do it? And he just did it, and he was full of life.
Oh,
and he goes,
my.
Wow, that's all I had to do was just think that I'll just be like Jack.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I've seen that with other people on the radio. I just said, okay, so you can't be that way. just imagine your, and whoever you think is vivacious or outgoing,
that
or
is
just
intriguing.
Become them in your mind for a few minutes, and you give them permission to change or something. It's maybe a life coach tip too, but I've seen that where I just say, okay, just say for an example, like say you're very introverted or whatever, very quiet, mm-hmm. and I'll say, Marianne, just pretend you're me. You're Mark Burge.
You know, my word.
And so just how
I'm
would
just
Mark Burge do it?
I'm just talking a mile a minute. Yeah, I got so much to say. Let me tell you about it.
And that has happened where the person breaks free, whatever the obstacle is. And I don't want to use myself
gotta go.
As the example.
I'm up at 5 a.m. Got to hey, I'm heading out of the tower. I'll be there in 2 hours. Okay.
So, and the person did great, and they said, wow, why didn't you share that a few minutes earlier? Now, the spot that he did as he imagined he was this Fred guy was great, and I'm going to use that. And so sometimes even with pastors, Irvin Williams is a great example. I did an interview with him, many interviews over the years, but he was sitting down, and he just wasn't sparking. Mm-hmm. I know Irvin Williams. Man, when he gets fired up, he's awesome. But he was just like, I won't say blasé, but it was just like,
well, maybe he's being introspective.
No, with him and sometimes other pastors, I said, stand up and let's do the interview with you standing.
Interesting.
And so his hand movements, his gestures, because he's like many pastors before a podium, sometimes Jason is that way too. But Jason's now, because he's done broadcasting with me mm-hmm. for so long, he can sit there and casually talk and be energized. But some people, you just have to get them to stand up, and mm-hmm. then they can just get fired up because they're used to preaching that way.
Yeah.
But if you're sitting down, you're more relaxed, you're reserved. That's what happened to me years ago, because my hands were always on the mixer board at the home studio.
Yeah.
And so now that I'm freed up a little more, I can be a little more animated. You know, I use my hands.
One wonders what would happen if you stood up.
Well, or if I had an engineer, if I didn't also have to multitask and kind of watch levels, I still have to keep my eyes on, you know, other things and keep track of the time and everything. But, yeah, who knows what would be unleashed.
Well, we should tell Kate that next time we do a drama, you can be the casting director.
So, anyways, I hope something that's been said and shared. We did pray up that God would use some things that we would share to not only his glory, but I hope that if during this time of Advent, maybe you're a little discouraged or hurting and the circumstances of life have weighed you down, maybe just a good laugh or maybe, I don't want to say our silliness, because hopefully it's God-honoring and we're not being just silly. It's fun-loving, but might be an encouragement to you. Or maybe there was something that was said and shared. Maybe this concept of helping somebody project. I don't want to say project to become somebody else, because God has created you unique.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
You have special gifts and talents in and of itself. But maybe as a bridge, or maybe it's an obstacle, and if you can get over that and suddenly build self-confidence, well, I can do this.
Yeah, it's more about releasing the obstacles that are keeping you from just telling about it.
Thank you, life coach. Yeah, Marianne did some great life coaching the other day in a situation with somebody we were talking with, and I just saw her affirm some growth that this individual was sharing and the maturity that they had to wrestle through some really trying times and circumstances. And you were right there. I just saw you at your best, where you're like, you are so healthy in your understanding and how you've processed that and mature to be able to share in such a way. And so that was great too, Mary.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, so it's Monday.
We're supposed to be reading a book.
Yeah, that's right. We're supposed to be reading a book on prayer. We did pray up the program, and there are some really good sections in this chapter 7 that I think we'll be able to cover one or two. And I was going to do a prize giveaway, Marianne. Maybe while you start reading, I'm going to run across the room and grab a couple
prizes.
Of books.
But we don't have any letters on the table.
Yeah, I'll have to figure that out.
Okay,
well,
you just
how about
on.
You start reading Promises of Answered Prayer, and I'm going to go figure something out.
All right, you do
I'll be back in a second, but I can still hear you across the room.
I bet you can.
Okay.
All right, this is on page 116, Promises of Answered Prayer. The Bible contains 7,487 promises. Many of these promises contain God's willingness to answer prayer. When we pray for things that we are confident God wants to do, we can boldly quote his word back to him. For example, Jesus gave his followers many promises in reference to answering our prayers. Some of my favorite promises regarding answered prayer include the following, and this is a list of scriptures. From Matthew 7:7-11, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you're evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
Amen.
This is from Matthew 9:38. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. I don't know how many times I've heard that in my life. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mark 11:23-24. I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. John 14:12-14. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I've been doing. He'll do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. John 15:7. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given you.
And, you know, this is another one of those chapters where you and I could talk, and I think there's some real important principles that have to be laid out before you just name something and claim it or believe that, oh, if, you know, I remain in him, I can ask whatever I wish no matter what. No, there are qualifiers. Mm-hmm. Scripture is consistent with other scriptures, so you can't just lift out something that you like the wording here and then say, oh, that means I can ask for anything and God's going to give it to me. No, there's principles that are in place. So, you know, be cognizant of the fact as you read through this that you have to find the context and who is he speaking to, and is it a promise for all people at all times, or was it very specific for that circumstance? Or you can derive some truth out of it and pray to God and say, might you be leading in this way or this direction, and get confirmation from others. But it's not always just you see something and then you say, oh, that's a promise to God from me. It could be, but
Speaking of Macy's, I need that new dress over at Macy's, that kind of thing. All right. John 15:16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. John 16:23-24. I tell you the truth. My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until you now, you've not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you'll receive, and your joy will be complete. And this is the next section called Be Specific. The more precise the prayer, the more faith it takes. That is true. If you want specific answers to prayer, you need to make specific requests. If you offer only general requests, how will you know if they're answered? Charles Finney was a skeptical lawyer who was reluctant to become a Christian because none of the Christians he knew received answers to their prayers. Yet after his conversion, he and his associates saw entire towns converted in answer to definite prayers. He said, prevailing prayer is specific. It is offered for a definite object. We cannot prevail for everything at once. In all cases recorded in the Bible in which prayer was answered, it is noteworthy that the petitioner prayed for a definite object. And let me just read this next little bit. Three loaves. Jesus taught the value of precise petitions when he told the story of the friend at midnight. Notice that the man did not request, quote, some food. Instead, he asked for three loaves. Then he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, friend, lend me three loaves of bread. Luke 11:5. Jesus said the man's boldness in asking specifically, along with his persistence and willingness to come out at midnight, would cause his friend to, quote, get up and give him as much as he needs.
Yeah, and that's interesting because many people, some with the gift of giving or others, they want to know, what do you need? Just tell me what you need. Don't leave it vague. Don't beat around the bush.
I need help.
Don't...
I need something.
Yeah.
I need I need $500 to cover the rent.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. We'll talk about that.
Yeah. So, well, Mary Ann,
okay, what are we going to do?
So there's some letters here. I just got a pile of them. So
I'll just choose one. How about we do that?
Well, we've got two. I got two books.
All right,
I got
we'll just
Uncommon
do that.
Threads, John Whelan. He's going to be my guest speaker at the Ministry Leaders Network next month. And then The Hand of God, Finding His Care in All Circumstance by the beloved Alistair Begg. I love this guy. But go ahead and pick out one of those from the pile.
I got it from Betty in Rantoul.
Hey, Betty.
Who writes a beautiful note, and I'm just going to say it real fast. Thank you, Mark Burns, for the receipted acknowledgement of my gift to WGNN radio and staff. And then she just writes some other wonderful things about the ministry.
Oh, and I think we had read something over the air recently about her and the passing of her husband.
Oh.
And so I wrote a nice personal little note, you know, praying her up and letting her know that our hugs and care are with her.
Oh,
so,
blessings, Betty.
I don't know if she heard that on the air, but she wrote back again
and
we appreciated her support. And, you know, sometimes when you have that kind of great loss, God becomes even more greater in a sense. And I just pray that she clings to Him and recognizes His love for her.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll give her The Hand of God, Finding His Care in All Circumstance by Alistair Begg. I know you like and appreciate Alistair Begg.
I
He's
do.
Got such a great sense of humor and a vast knowledge of songs. He interweaves so many songs or lyrics into many of his messages.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and the next one I've chosen or pulled out is Rebecca from Forsyth.
Hey, Rebecca.
And it's a very nice note she wrote to you, answers to some prayers.
Okay, Rebecca, you're going to get John Whelan's book, Uncommon Threads, Weaving a Life Through Family, Business, and Faith. In fact, we had him on a testimony Tuesday some months back, but he's going to be the speaker next month. And appreciate his book. In fact, we have copies here at the station, I think maybe Springfield too, available for $10 or a donation of any size. It's a great book. It talks a lot about some of the stories of his life and how he took a bankrupt business and turn it into a $300 million a year operation.
Wow.
And services a number of communities and states, and been very generous, very pro-life, and talks about the many uncommon threads that God used in his life to break him, to bring him to a point of salvation, and to be used to this day. So we appreciate John Whelan, and hopefully we'll have him back on the air.
You could say he's telling a story, or you could just say he told about it.
Well, and so that's what his theme is, the power in telling a story. He's a good storyteller. Well, share your story with someone today and be a good listener too. Listen to their stories.
Mm-hmm.
Engage them so that they know you have an interest in them, and so then they'll be much more receptive to your story.
That's true.
And you do have a story, friend. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.